The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus went around to all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness. At the sight of the crowds, his heart was moved with pity for them, because they were troubled and abandoned, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest." Then he summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to drive them out and to cure every disease and every illness. Jesus sent out these 12 after instructing them thus, "Go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, make this proclamation: the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, drive out demons. Without cost you have received, without cost you are to give." The Gospel of the Lord. Perhaps the best word to describe the gospel is that it is dynamic. You can think of that word, dynamic, another word that has that same root, dynamite, right? The great power of God is embodied in the gospel. And we see that in Jesus, and not only in Jesus, but in that ragtag crew he has called to himself to carry out his mission. And we see throughout the Gospel of Matthew this command to the apostles, go, go, go. When at last finally their mission, their culminating call is seen at the end of the Gospel of Matthew. Go and do what? Make disciples of all nations. My friends, we are beneficiaries of the great mission of Jesus and that first ragtag crew of disciples, that first group of men and women who were not too far from them, who gave up everything to follow Jesus, who allowed Jesus to be the very center of their lives. We're beneficiaries of their mission, but now also we are caught up in their mission. Now we take that same mission, precisely because we're called by Jesus to, we take up that mission for ourselves. We, likewise, the church, right? What have you ever thought of this? Because I have to think about this from time to time. What is the church? What is the church? And I had a great professor in Rome who said, it's not that the church has a mission, but that the mission has a church, right? It took me 5 years to figure out what he was saying. Okay, so 8 o'clock in the morning, I'll let you reflect on that a little bit. It's not that the church has a mission. It's not that we gather here together and then we do stuff because, yeah, hey, let's go do stuff, right? And do stuff, by the way, that serves us. It's that the mission of making disciples of all people has a church, has a gathering place, has a place, the proper place, to worship Almighty God. The church is actually gathered always and everywhere around Jesus. Whether there's two of us or the faithful remnant on Saturday morning, or it's everybody in town. It's the church is made by its being gathered to Jesus and then being animated by Jesus for his mission. The gospel is intended for everybody. The good news of Jesus, the good news of God becoming man to set us free from our wicked ways and live the ways of God as we were always intended to do, to give glory to God on behalf of his creation, right? To sing the praises of creation to God and to reflect his goodness to the world. That vocation for us has been recaptured in Christ Jesus. And we live it out in community as the most loving and peaceful and patient people we could be, not by any strength of ours, but by the strength of Almighty God. And so it's ours to come here in our weakness and turn our whole lives over to God and trust in his strength, rely on his strength, and be animated by him. And when we are, we simply will go, as Jesus commands his apostles to any number of times in the Gospel of Matthew. We simply will go and make disciples of all peoples.